Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 832 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Richard, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help me manage my books, my finances, that's the income and the expenses that I have, plus the invoicing. I've been doing a lot of invoicing lately with some coaching that I've been doing and stuff, and it's just made it really easy to send invoices out in less than 30 seconds, but also keep track of who opens those invoices, who is paid. And it just gives me some great insight in terms of everything that's going on in my business. So I highly recommend you check it out. If you want to try it for 30 days for free, you can. You can go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, thanks so much. And here is today's question from Richard.
Hello, Pat. My name is Richard, and I'm in the very early stages of putting together a course in business for the purpose of helping people become more flexible, reduce daily pain, and reduce stress through stretching and mobility exercises. This is a flexibleyou.com. Anyway, I've designed the entire course. I'm in the process of doing video, and I'm trying to build up my list through various channels. That's not my question. My question is how much free content within a course. And what I mean by free is I'm doing an upsell during the course or when I sell it or after the course that will give them monthly access to a private group where I will include like 15 to 30 minute stretching routines that they can do daily. Also, I'll have question and answer sections, you know, tips on diet, that type of stuff. I want to implement in the different sections of my course short routines. Do you think this is a good idea? And how much is too much? I'm just wondering, it's a 12-section course going over the stretches for the different parts of the body and how to do them properly. I just don't want to give out too much and have people feel like, oh, I've already got all the information I need. I don't need to do the recurring monthly thing. And then I don't want to give away too little because I want them to actually see the daily benefits of the stretching. Any help that you can give is appreciated. Thank you very much for all that you do. And I listen daily to all of your podcasts and I read your blogs and I listen to the podcasts of all the other people that are on your show when I find it appropriate. Have a great day and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, Richard, thanks so much for the question. I appreciate this. Congrats on the success that you're having so far. And I love the idea of upselling sort of a continuity program, if you will, within a course that you already have. In terms of how much of that to offer for free as sort of a teaser, there's a number of different ways to go about it. I know a lot of people who have explored this same question for their own new continuity programs. And what I would recommend is actually testing. So you can test a free trial. So it can just be a 72-hour or 3-day free trial. You can do a 7-day free trial if you want. So giving people full access just for a limited amount of time, just to give them an idea of what it's like. And I like that approach because you're not restricting anything. I typically don't like to offer restrictions on things. I love to give people the full experience, give them a shot of what it's going to look like and feel like, and then kind of have this scarcity model of, oh, well, sorry, this is going away. So if you want to keep it, here's what you can do. And if you act now, you get this as well. If not, you'll lose this bonus that goes along with it if you act within the trial period. You know, that sort of thing has worked out really well for me. And that's what I would explore for you too. You can offer, for example, one of the 12 modules completely free. You can do that as well. Again, giving people the full experience, but just one of the things. And obviously, in order to get the full benefit, they're going to need to get everything. But that will still give them the full experience of what one of the things is like. And they can have lifetime access to that so that you can, for example, you already have their email address. So you can see who has gotten access to that or who maybe opens up that part of the course so that you can trigger that and see where they're at. And then you can follow up with them later if they haven't converted into that. So that's kind of a cool way to track. If you have a community, there's some things you can do, some interesting things that does limit a little bit of their capability. I know a lot of people who have been successful with because a lot of you know that, you know, a lot of people join for the course but stay for the community, right? And especially with continuity programs, the community is where it's at. So giving people limited access to the community for a short period of time, or maybe even seeing what's happening in the community but not giving them access to chat or ask questions until they pay. And that can be a very powerful sort of lead into the upsell as well. So hopefully that gives you some ideas, Richard, and makes sense for the kind of business model you have based on what you said. I feel like those would be the right answers. It's always hard to tell sometimes with these questions and answers not being live, because I would love to continue this conversation and continue to ask questions to dive more into this. But that's why Ask Pat Live exists, and you can check out Ask Pat Live every Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific on my Facebook page. It's free. You can go to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome 1:30 p.m. every Friday, or most Fridays if I don't have a schedule conflict. But Richard, hopefully that helps, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And thank you again for your question. And for anybody else who has a question out there that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks again to FreshBooks for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial for everybody here. That's again at freshbooks.com/askpat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off today by Northrop Frye. The most technologically efficient machine man has ever invented is the book. Awesome. Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks for all the love. Take care. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.